Dr. Kathy Supiano meets constantly with family survivors who had a loved one die by suicide.
If I had a magic wand and could change the one thing, I would take the guilt and the stigma away.
Supiano runs Caring Connections. It's a program through the University of Utah that helps families navigate their complicated grief.
You know, I just very strongly have to voice this desire to convey, we cannot attribute this to anything you did or didn't do.
Researchers do know that suicide can run in families, so this postvention becomes prevention.
This is heavy lifting, and it's going to take a lot of us.
It's a very different type of loss and a very different type of grief.
Emily Horner also wants to take away the blame and stigma. After her older brother died by suicide, she learned about the Walk Out of Darkness, which happens every September. Now she helps coordinate it with the Utah chapter of the American Foundation for Suicide Prevention.
So we need to just educate people. Education is the key in talking about it. And then if you've lost someone to suicide, just knowing that you're not alone and that there's hope and that recovery happens for you too.
I am very hopeful.
Child and teen psychiatrist Dr. Doug Gray sees hope in the future. He asked Utah for one statewide coordinator, and he got three. Veterans Affairs is making new strides to combat military suicides. New DNA research in Utah is looking for genes that may increase risk and how to help that. They're researching new treatment for high-altitude depression.
Mental illness is treatable. Can have really good outcomes.
Posters advertising the Safe UT app are in more school hallways. Hope squads fill more of Utah's schools. Elijah Dean joined a Hope Squad.
I felt very strongly that I wanted to help people.
He overcame suicidal thoughts as a teenager.
Help them realize their self-worth and that everybody plays a part and that everybody can do good and nobody has this perfect good life.
I think we underestimate the upcoming generation. They want to give back and they want to help. They're going to be the ones to move our cause to the next level. And they're going to be saving a lot more lives than we are.
They all want everyone, family members and individuals, to know there is hope.
I've had patients that were, you know, in the hospital or in an emergency room that are now school teachers, doctors, attorney, you know, all walks of life doing all sorts of things.
You know, we stand here and say, your life is worth living, and we don't want to abandon you.
You really can go through this experience, and you really can come on top.
Mary Richards, KSL News Radio.